Can you talk me through how you raise a fibula flap?
Sure. The first thing I do is try to go and see the patient preoperatively to examine both legs, looking for any pathology, any disease on either leg, checking the feet for any evidence of vascular disease, and feeling for pulses. Then once in and if we're doing a reconstructive case, to have sent the CT scans to the reconstructive plate company. In theatre, it would have the patient supine with a sandbag under their hip and a tourniquet on, and mark the head of the fibula and the lateral malleolus, and then make a mark between 5 and 7 centimeters inferior to the head of the fibula in order to protect the common peroneal nerve, and superior to the lateral malleolus in order to protect the mortise joint of the ankle. I would then draw a line along the posterior axis of the fibula and divide this into thirds. The junction between the middle and distal third is the usual approximate site for the perforators, so I'd use a Doppler to have a listen, see if I can hear any perforators in this area. Once I have located some Dopplers, I then draw the required skin paddle, and you can close a skin paddle of approximately 4 to 5 centimeters in width directly, otherwise you need a skin graft. Then I make an incision on the anterior aspect of the skin paddle down to the subfascial layer, and my dissections in that subfascial plane, looking for any perforators as they come up to obviously protect, but also making sure that the superficial peroneal is not damaged. Then continue to dissect along that subfascial plane, as we say, looking for perforators, and then down to the bone. I dissect the peroneal muscles off the lateral aspect of the fibula, but actually leaving a cuff of muscle on the bone. Then extend the wound proximally and continuing to dissect the peroneal muscles off of the lateral aspect of the fibula. Once I've made it all the way to the most proximal part of the dissection, I'll be dissecting off some of the anterior compartment muscles, such as the extensor hallucis longus and extensor digitorum longus, off of the anterior aspect of the fibula, all the while exposing the interosseous membrane. Then I would staple the anterior skin flap back and start the posterior dissection of the skin paddle, and very similar, so down subfascially, this time making sure that the sural nerve is protected, looking for any perforators coming up into the skin. So I would then dissect the remaining portions of the flexor hallucis longus off of the posterior crural septum, exposing the most distal part of the fibula. I would use a mix of forceps or a right angle forceps to get around the bone, and an oscillating saw in order to make the distal osteotomy. Then dissect the distal end of the fibula underneath the interosseous membrane and identify the peroneal artery and ligate this, and then cut the interosseous membrane along the length of the fibula, constantly visualizing and checking the peroneal vessels. I would then, either with a cutting jig or the measured point, move up to work out where my proximal osteotomy has to be made. Again,
using a right-handed forceps and a oscillating saw. And this has to be, as I say, at least 5 to 8 centimeters below the head of the fibula. Then continue the dissection, proximally dissecting out the perineal vessels. And at this point, remove the flap. If the no perforations were seen, then a cuff of soleus and gastroc can be taken with the flap to increase the reliability of the skin panel. Postoperatively, I would have the patient with his leg elevated and non weight bearing for the first week, and then after the first week, he can then go into a cast boot.